I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hello, it's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. The temperatures dipped to 55 degrees. KSL's top story.
Eye on the Hill 2021.
More than 100 people rallied outside the state capitol today demanding an audit of Utah's 2020 election results, an election where former President Trump won the state. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins team coverage.
Representative Steve Christiansen says he believes there was fraud in the 2020 election, but he admits he can't prove that. And in the end, he says there might not have been any widespread fraud, but he believes enough questions have arisen from audits in other states to warrant an audit here. Christiansen says auditing Salt Lake County and Utah County should be good enough since they're the most populated areas and they have different political leanings.
Supporters say vote by mail should be limited to people who can't travel to a polling location. They say this would prevent fraudulent votes. One Democratic Utah senator says the legislature discussing even the possibility of an audit is a colossal waste of time. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz continues our team coverage.
Senator Derek Kitchen says putting election integrity on today's meeting agenda at the Judiciary Committee perpetuates the big lie.
This is a colossal waste of time. And taxpayers, quite frankly, deserve better.
Kitchen says he's speaking up to get it to stop.
They're going to cast doubt on the integrity of our elections, which they have no reason to do so. You know, if we believe in democracy and people and engagement, we've got to nip it in the bud.
Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch is testifying. His message, elections in Utah aren't perfect, but election fraud is not widespread.
We are very confident that Utah's elections are secure, accurate, and trustworthy.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Just moments ago, Governor Spencer Cox and Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson issued a statement defending election integrity in Utah. They say the assertion of fraud is false. KSL News Time 6:32. The mixing and matching of COVID booster shots is soon going to be a real thing. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the FDA has authorized booster doses of both COVID-19 vaccines made by Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. At the same time, it said the vaccines could be used as a booster in a mix-and-match approach. The FDA granting the emergency use for fully vaccinated people who are at least 65 or at high risk of severe COVID-19. There will not be a sick out or a walkout by New York City firefighters facing a deadline to get COVID vaccines. Andrew Ansbrough, president of the Uniformed Firefighters Association of Greater New York, says if firefighters are not on the job, it's because the mayor sent them home.
The firefighters there, they're not going to abandon New York City residents. Right now, if 45% of New York City firefighters are unvaccinated, you'll operate with a fire department that's probably 60% staffed at best.
In Tucson, Arizona, 53 firefighters could lose their jobs if they aren't vaccinated by December 1st. It might not be the best time to head to Europe. The World Health Organization says there was a 7% rise in COVID cases last week, even as cases have dropped or remain stable everywhere else in the world. It is the third consecutive week where cases have risen. President Biden is sounding optimistic today about a bipartisan infrastructure deal and the Build Back Better agenda. President talking about his agenda at the Electric City Trolley Museum in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
This has been declared dead on arrival from the moment I introduced it. But I think we're going to surprise them because I think people are beginning to figure out what's at stake.
And the president has given Democrats until the end of next week to reach a deal. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Starting today, plea bargains won't be an option for those accused of a crime involving a gun in Salt Lake County. District Attorney Sim Gill announced the crackdown this afternoon, especially against those who aren't legally allowed to have the gun.
Any possession of a weapon by a restricted person where the underlying restriction is based upon a previous violent crime will not be reduced through plea bargain and will also come with a recommendation for prison or jail as appropriate.
Gill says the rise of gun crime in the county can no longer be tolerated. And while the DA was talking about gun violence, shots were fired at Liberty Park in Salt Lake City. Sergeant Mark Wyan says there are two suspects in custody. Police collected a gun and the area is secure.
There's no immediate threat or danger to the public. As you can see, there's still community members here participating in the park. Officers are still scouring the area, searching for anything that will be instrumental in conducting this investigation.
Police are still looking for witnesses to find out who was firing the shots and more details about the case. Here's another reason to root for the Jazz to win a lot of games. It'll mean more college scholarships for students. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
The scholarships go to students from underrepresented groups, and there's one for every win. Last year, the Jazz won 61 games from the preseason to the playoffs, and players called the scholarship winners individually.
Go and tell your mom.
Now you can...
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This year, the program is back. Applications open November 15th. Last year's winners began classes this fall with that full ride at BYU, Utah Valley University, USU, the U of U, SUU, and Weber State. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:36. Ricky Meese, are you with me?
I am with you all the way, Jeff. We have delays lingering on northbound I-15. If you're trying to get to the Jazz game tonight, it could be slow at times, so anticipate extra travel time northbound I-15 from 114 South all the way to downtown. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.